Karma, Module 3, with Dr. Steve G. Jones. Megan, this is Module 3 of Karma. It's called The Law of Creation and Connection. Welcome back. Welcome to Module 3. In this module, we're going to talk about the law of creation and connection. Now, it's important to realize that each step you take is a building block toward achieving your ultimate reality. And you've already been doing this without realizing it. You've already been putting building blocks into place without realizing what's going on. Now you're just going to get access to a technology that's going to allow you to create things the way you want to. So you create your own reality with your attitude and actions. I remember my father used to lecture me sometimes about my attitude. He would say, well, if you would change your attitude, if you would have a better attitude, then things would get better around here. And what he meant was I wouldn't be in trouble as much at home because as a kid, I would kind of rebel against certain rules of the house and so forth. And apparently I had a bit of an attitude, a negative attitude about that. Well, to me as a kid, that didn't make much sense because I didn't realize that my attitude was having such a strong impact. Actually, I thought it was just my actions. You know, I do my homework and so forth, and I thought that was it. But really what mattered more than that was the intention with which I was doing things. And that's really what karma is concerned with, the intention with which you're doing things. So it's also concerned with what you're doing. But keep in mind that what you intend to do is looked at the same way by karma as what you do. So make sure that you're aware of the intentions that you have. Everything you do affects the universe as a whole on some level. And that's a lot of what the butterfly effect, the movie, was all about. Now, I know it's just a movie, but it's a great illustration of the way things work in the universe because you can affect so much. Now, the butterfly effect itself, outside of the movie, just carries with it the concept that you can make one little change in something and it can have a dramatic effect on other things without you even realizing it. And we make these little decisions all throughout our days. We go through life making a series of small decisions without realizing the powerful impact that some of them will actually have down the road. So rather than looking at life as just a situation in which the big decisions matter or the big actions matter, realize that everything has its place. And some things that you think are just throwaway things, you just do something, you think, well, that'll never matter. Well, sometimes it really does. It matters a lot more than what you think is a big thing. So my point is that even the smallest thing that you do is important in creating the future that you want. Now, good karma will come to you as long as you constantly reach for the good. So I want you to start some positive habits here. I want you to start living a life in which this is something that's routine for you. Reaching for the good, making the right choice, taking the high road, if you will. Remember that even the tallest skyscrapers are built one steel beam at a time. So your life, if we look at it as a skyscraper, something that you're building, something wonderful for people to see, is really just built one beam at a time, one decision at a time, one action at a time. So you can either move up or down steps, if you want to look at it that way, in karma. But up is the only way that leads to good karma. Doing good deeds and speaking positively moves you up the stairs, builds the building upward rather than knocking the building down. Alternatively, performing bad acts or speaking negatively or dwelling on negative intentions leads to bad karma. So if you perform as many bad acts as you do good acts, well, you're really not going to get anywhere. It's sort of like building a building. And you put some metal beams into place, but then you take some metal beams away. Well, if you take away as many as you put up, you're not going to get anywhere. Likewise, if you're walking upstairs, if you walk down as many stairs as you walk up, well, you're really not getting anywhere. So you must always keep the scales leaning toward the good. And I want you to realize this goes way beyond just you. This is something that affects other people. You are a puzzle piece in all of existence. You are one of the pieces of the puzzle, one of the parts of the whole. So your energy modifies the whole. Whole, W-H-O-L-E, the entirety, that is. Especially in modern times, we're all connected now more than ever, thanks to the internet, and even before that, thanks to telephones and TV, we're all connected. And it is our connection with others that allows us to grow and improve together. Without connections, the possibilities tend to disappear. Think about it. If you don't have the ability to do something good for somebody, then your possibilities of racking up good karma disappear. Likewise, the negative disappears. But rather than focusing on how you can isolate yourself more to avoid this karma concept, I want you to just start focusing on the good. This is why so many experts of success promote networking. They realize that the more you help people, the more people will help you. I remember back in the year 2000, I had my office in Beverly Hills in the Roxbury Medical Building, Beverly Hills 90210. And I thought, wow, I'm really on top of the world now. How can it get any better than this? And then somebody came to me and said, hey, Steve, you should get a website. And I said, no, I don't think so. I look at my office here. It's in the Roxbury Medical Building in Beverly Hills. I'm surrounded by plastic surgeons. I get referrals from medical doctors all the time who want me to help their patients stop smoking and so forth. I've got it made. No thanks. I don't need that internet stuff. That would just kind of clog up my life. I don't need that kind of interference. And I don't need that publicity either, because obviously I've got all that I need right here. And then they pointed out to me that the internet has a global reach. And they started showing me how I could create CDs and put them on the internet and sell them. And I thought, wow, okay, I've done that with tapes. I can do that with CDs and I can sell them on the internet. Then I realized once I got started on that I could create MP3s like this program, digital recordings, and get the word out that way. And so it opened up a whole world where I was able to reach a lot of people. Now that had a karmic-like effect, a positive karmic-like effect, because I was able to reach more people. In my office, I was able to reach one person at a time. And in an 8-hour day, I could reach several people per day. I could schedule several people and see them and help them. And I would then get positive karma from that. Not that that's why I did it, but that's the end result that was actually happening, whether I cared about it or not, whether I wanted it to happen or not. That's what was happening. I was helping people, so I was racking up positive karma. But when I got on the internet, I was able to help more people, tens of thousands of people at a time. People can go to a website and they can order as many products as they want. They can go to betterlivingwithhypnosis.com and order as many of my recordings as they want. It's open to the whole world all the time. And so I can see the direct result of that. The more people I help, the more money I able to make. Money is nothing more than an accounting system for how many people you help. You help more people, you get more money. It's as simple as that. Just as in your life with what you do. Think about it. The more people you help, the more money you make. The more valuable a CEO is, the more money he or she will make. It's all about value. What you give, you get. Likewise, if we look at the other end of the spectrum, if someone commits crimes, well, the more crimes they commit, the worse their punishment is going to be. And the worse their crimes are, the worse their punishment is going to be. So we see it on both ends of the spectrum. And so people who affected people negatively during the Wall Street scandal, for example, that happened, such as Bernie Madoff, we see that people such as that affected a lot of people. And so their crime was considered to be a worse crime. And this is the way that karma works. I'm able to help more people, so I make more money now. When I was helping one person at a time, I made money equivalent to that. When I help thousands of people at a time, I make money equivalent to that. When Bernie Madoff hurt a lot of people, well, that was considered to be a big crime. If he had only affected one person, then that would have been less of a crime, but he affected a lot of people's lives in a negative way. And so he was punished accordingly. That's the way karma works. It has to do with scale. The more you do, the more you get. The more negative you do, the more negative you get. The more positive you do, the more positive you get. So it's all connected. But let's focus on the positive side of things. It's our connection with others that allows us to grow and improve together. Thanks to social networking, thanks to the way that we are all integrated through the internet and whatever is going to come next, I'm sure that there will be more improvements beyond that. But these things are about our connectedness, and they allow us to grow and improve together. Now, people who have negative thoughts, well, it allows them more access to do their negative deeds with people. But people who have positive intentions are benefited by the connections that they have because they are able to radiate out to more people. and positively affect their lives. Without connections, possibilities tend to disappear or at least diminish. So this is why so many experts are promoting networking, because it's a way for people to reach out in a positive way. Everything's connected in some way, including the past, present, and future. So think of it beyond just reaching out to people you're able to reach out to now, and realize that with karma, we understand that the past, the present, and the future are also connected. Your present is created based on your past, and your future will be created based on your present. So the law of connection can be used in your daily life to bring about good karma. And here's how. First of all, reaching out and relating to others in a positive way. Also, developing relationships that are mutually beneficial and healthy. One-sided relationships aren't going to help you much. Someone is not going to benefit in a one-sided relationship. For example, if you're reaching out to someone and asking them for something but not giving them any benefit in return, that's a one-sided relationship. And so there needs to be a balancing. The law of connection can also be used in your daily life to bring about good karma by you realizing that it's not about you, it's about other people. When you let go of the concept of what can I get, how can I benefit, then you start to get into the good side of karma, when you start to think about other people. And I want to tell you that I've built a successful business by focusing on just that. How can I help other people? How can I create products that are going to help other people, products that people want? I never, ever, not even once, I never think about the money. When I create a product, I don't think about the money. I don't even care if it doesn't make any money at all. What I focus on is the fact that I've got something to do. I've got the opportunity, the honor of reaching out to people and helping them with something that I am able to create, such as this program. And so when I focus on that, I let go of the results. And that's how you get on the good side of karma. You're just focusing on what you can do that's good. Think about people like Mother Teresa and Gandhi, obviously in their lives, and they serve as good examples of people who were able to help people. And we would clearly say that our lives were an example of racking up good karma. Not that they were going after it selfishly, because their lives are really just examples of looking for ways to help other people. That's what they wanted to do. Mother Teresa wanted to help people on an individual level. Gandhi, we generally accept as someone who wanted to help on more of a global level by showing us overall examples of how we can live, how we can get things done without violence. Now, violence actually works negatively, and he showed violence to be non-productive through his non-violent actions. He was able to get things done. So it's fascinating when you think about the concept that the less you think about yourself, the more you benefit yourself. So remember, you're not doing this in order to benefit yourself. You're doing this because you should really get interested in helping other people. And so the good karma is going to happen because of that. I've heard of stories of people who seemingly want to help other people, but they really want to just help themselves. For example, people going into certain professions that help people, but really what they want is to make a lot of money. Well, I encourage you to let go of all of that and just from now on focus on how you can help other people. That's going to benefit you tremendously. And use empathy and compassion to understand what other people are going through. This is actually going to help you get in tune with how you can help other people. So join me in the next module, in module 4, as I share with you the law of humility and generosity. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding day.